In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning. Nice to see you all here today. Those of us here in the building and those of us online, we're glad to have you with us. So today's gospel reading about Bartimaeus is another wonderful story we hear about another healing, another miracle that Jesus has performed. Now, there has to be something special about this particular miracle because it isn't where all the other stories of healing have been in Mark's gospel. We heard those a lot earlier. So to get an understanding of what this healing may be all about, we have to kind of go and take a look at the flow of Mark's gospel. Mark starts off, of course, with the calling of Jesus and his baptism and ends all the way with his ascension. It's the whole story, all the way from beginning to end of Jesus' ministry. More recently, what we've heard about is Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he's trying to instruct his disciples in what it means to be a disciple. What does discipleship look like? Like last week, we heard the story about James and John who went to Jesus and said, "We want you to do something for us." And he said, "Tell me what it is you want." And he said, "Well, we want you to make us of high honor when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus shakes his head, "No, guys, this is not what being a disciple is about." And a few weeks before that, we heard about the rich young man who came before Jesus and say, "I want to inherit eternal life. What do I do?" And Jesus said to him, "Well, you know the commandments." He says, "I've done all of that stuff. Am I ready to go?" And Jesus said, "You got one more thing. You need to sell everything that you own, give the money to the poor, and then come and follow me." And as we know, the rich young man walked away. So these are a whole story about discipleship. And then we come to this point that we heard about today. And so to kind of catch what this may be about, what we need to do is take a look at where they are. First of all, we're told that they are in Jericho. Now, Jericho is only 15 miles away from Jerusalem. And the next reading that follows this, Jesus is entering Jerusalem. So this is an important time. This is the end of his conversations with his disciples, telling them what it means to be a disciple. So as we heard this story, we hear that as they're leaving Jericho, they pass by this blind beggar whose name is Bartimaeus. Now, Bartimaeus yells out to him, cries out to him, as we heard from Miss Morgan, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, what's important about that? The term Son of David identified the fact that he recognized him as being the Messiah that all of the people have been waiting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. He recognized Jesus as being that person, the Son of David, the Messiah that they had been waiting for. Now, of course, as we heard, the crowd basically said, "Sit down and be quiet over there. So, you know, stop bothering us." And why did they tell him that? Well, he was a beggar. And if he was in that poor position of being a beggar, it's probably because God was punishing him for either a sin that he had done or sins of his parents. So he was not high on the ladder, and the crowd didn't see where he should be bothering this great teacher who was coming through. But he cries out again, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And this time Jesus hears him, he says, come on and see me. So very interesting what we hear. The next thing we hear is, so throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. So there must be something special about that cloak. That seems to be a detail that you wouldn't normally hear about. And we'll come back to that in just a minute. But he goes before Jesus, and Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man says to him, "My teacher, let me see again. In other words, there's an implication that he was able to see once before, and that somehow or other he had lost the sight. From there, it's very quick. Jesus says, go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. So he gets his sight and immediately becomes a disciple, and he's gone. So let me backtrack a little bit, and let's talk about that cloak. Why was that important? Wearing the cloak identified him as a beggar. It was probably the only possession that he had. In fact, he probably slept in that. And so when Jesus called him, he threw off everything that was his possession. He threw off his whole identity, and he walked forward to Jesus and said, let me see again. And then he became a disciple. What a marvelous story. So what Mark is doing here is he set up this as a contrast to the rich young man. The rich young man who all he had to do was just sell all the possessions and give to the poor, and he could follow Jesus. The beggar threw off all identity that he had, everything of who he was, now to be identified as a disciple of Jesus. So the question I have for us, what does this mean for us today? Are we disciples? Are we disciples of Jesus? At least sometimes are we disciples? Can we claim that? Yeah, I can claim that I try to be once in a while. Sometimes my wife remind me that I'm not doing a good job of it, but but that's normal. That's how life is. So then I'll turn it to myself. So what does that mean for me? What does this story mean to me? Could it be about spiritual blindness? Is it something that Mark is trying to tell us, that maybe sometimes we're spiritually blind? And so maybe, and I'll point to myself, and you're welcome to come with me if you feel like doing so, but maybe I need to stand before Jesus and say, am I spiritually blind? Do I need to see again? Am I able to see as you see? I'm able to see the brokenness in the people around me, the people who are hurting. Am I able to see the beauty in the people in your presence and the people that I come in contact with? Am I able to see the kingdom that you are trying to build and what needs to be done that I can do for you to bring your kingdom present in the world today? And do I have to throw off a cloak that I am wearing that is preventing me from doing this? What is that cloak that's keeping me from being that full disciple you want me to be? Is it my ego? Is it my possessions? What do I, like Bartimaeus, have to put behind me and ask Jesus to help me see, that I may become a more fuller disciple that he has placed me here for? So while I was thinking about this, and while this was going through my head and preparing for the sermon, I started to hear the words of a song that I had heard a long time ago. And as I started going through, I got sat down and I put the words into the system, and sure enough, it came from a play I saw many years ago, maybe some of you saw, Godspell. Any of you see Godspell? So there's a song in there that actually came out of our hymnal. So I'd like to ask you to take your hymnals out of the pew and turn to hymn number 654. And as a way of wrapping up this reflection on Bartimaeus, and reflecting that maybe we are standing before Jesus, ready to be able to see a little more clearly again, I'd like to ask you to say this prayer with me. We're not going to sing it. Let's just pray it. I don't want to get hung up in trying to figure out how the tune goes. day by day, dear Lord, of thee, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen.